Hi, my name is Glenn Williams, here from The Climate Show. My co-host
is Gareth Renarden, and I'm calling from my wiper bunker.
And this is a little boo to let you know that we've just done another show, episode number 29, as we creep closer to 30. It's an all-news show we've just recorded. I'm still getting things technically correct between London and Waipara, Gareth.
Yeah, absolutely. We're sort of making it work. So we probably, I'm beginning to feel confident that we can do a show with John Cook next time and get back into the old format, which seemed to be relatively successful. But for the time being, anyway, you and I are having a good natter about climate
successful,
events.
Successful, Gareth. Award-winning, don't you mean? Award-winning format. Of the climate.
What award did we win, then?
You name it, we won it.
Ah, good. Yeah, that's interesting.
You should check out my trophy shelf.
Ah, I've just entered the Manhire Prize for science fiction or creative science non-fiction in New Zealand. So
is that where you nominate yourself?
No, you have to write something and send it in, and if they like it, then you win a prize.
But you've written a whole book. Is this not for the aviator?
No, this is not for the aviator. But as I was writing this thing, it's a bit of science fiction, I thought it would be something that was happening in the burning world, which is obviously the location for the aviator.
Okay.
It's a little short story called The Last Climate Denier in New Zealand.
Oh, right. Cool. Okay. Well, I look forward to checking that out.
It's a tragedy.
I tell you what, it was a tragedy. It was our show that we just recorded. No, it wasn't a tragedy. It was really good. There's a whole bunch of news in there. We're talking about, unfortunately, about Europe and particularly the UK getting wetter due to a warming Atlantic. We focused on Antarctica for a bit, which is a bit of a change because the Arctic has really been the news over the past few months.
Yeah, absolutely. And we did talk about permafrost melting around the Arctic and what that might mean for future climate. So we've got all the bases covered in the show.
Including saber-tooth tigers versus woolly mammoths. I won't go into that right now, but that's a highlight right there.
You have to watch the video to fully appreciate the nature of Glenn's little riff on woolly mammoths, Spinosaurus, and
what is a Spinosaurus? I've no idea.
I think that's because somebody had a plastic model they wanted to get into their YouTube video, Glenn. Research on the hoof.
It's a real high point of a science-focused podcast where you'd go searching for something to back up your story on YouTube. Yeah, all right. Well, if this is the first time you've come across an audio boo from The Climate Show, then I can tell you that this isn't the actual show. What you need to do is keep an eye on theclimateshow.com or facebook.com/theclimateshow or hot-topic.co.nz because we will be posting the show up there shortly once I've edited it all up. It shouldn't be too far away. It's my daytime here, so I'm going to be doing that once we've finished recording this. And of course, follow us on twitter.com/theclimateshow as well.
Yep, and you can get us as a podcast on iTunes, a Stitcher radio show, all of those sorts of things. So wherever you are, we are too.
Check it out. Alrighty, so go and follow all that stuff, and we'll see you on the next show. Thanks very much, Gareth.
Cheers, Glenn.